Hello, and welcome to What is Innovation? The podcast that explores the reality of a word that is in danger of losing its meaning altogether. This podcast is produced by Outlast Consulting, LLC, a boutique consultancy that helps companies use innovation principles to solve their toughest business problems. I'm your host, Jared Simmons, and I'm so excited to have Rob Finley. CEO and founder of 30 Capital, Rob Finley helps operators and investors in the commercial real estate industry generate market-beating returns using technology and innovative solutions. His investment firm, 30 Capital, includes a portfolio of companies in six states and employs over 300 individuals. It includes building material businesses, commercial development, asset management, and a technology incubator and accelerator that has built multiple nine-figure real estate tech products, including his primary focus, LobbyCRE. To keep life even more exciting, a former professional race car driver, Finley continues to race cars, pilot helicopters and jets, and enjoy spearfishing. Rob, thank you so much and welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jared. Great to be here.
Well, why don't we dive right in? Tell me, in your mind, what is innovation?
You know, it's such a loaded question these days. I think there's so many technical definitions or what people think is innovation, what people don't. And there's been books and books written on this. In fact, there's actually like a course at universities on innovation. But I think you phrased it right. What is innovation to me? Because I do think that's what is important. And quite frankly, to me, innovation is just a mindset. You know, it's a mindset to be open to look around and see things that are going on and see how things can be done differently. And I think that really is what innovation is to me. It's just clearly having your mind open, being very thoughtful and look at all things in order to make a change in your life.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. And thinking about it in terms of a mindset instead of a business process or a department or a job title or a technology really gives you an opportunity to apply it in a lot of different places. So I really like you see it as a mindset.
Well, I think that's the important thing, right? Because, you know, in order to be an innovative company, you have to have innovative people. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean it is just there are obviously technologies and things that have happened that are incredibly innovative and maybe an academic sense or a proper definition. Mm-hmm. But in reality, you know, a lot of successful businesses have been innovative because they've applied something from another industry into their own business. Mm. That to me is where it really is about the mindset of everybody in the organization to just be open to change, be open and embrace looking at that change.
Mm, I see. And you know, looking at your background and across, not just your background, what you're currently doing across so many different domains, I would say, all in the area of CRE, but everything from commercial development to asset management, technology. How do you stay that open?
You know, I can tell you, in reality, my first business ever took a standard practice, my first business, which was called Commercial Defeasance, better known as Defease with Ease. Hmm. And the defeasance process itself is a fairly technical process that involves bonds and some other things. I'm not going to bore your listeners with what it is, but it's this sort of this structured transaction that has been used in the municipal government for a long time. Mm. And I took that process and developed it and streamlined it for the commercial real estate industry. And so that to me is where it's about being innovative, right? It's looking mm-hmm. at something that's happened outside and now outside my industry of commercial real estate, but now we apply it to commercial real estate and we built a business off of that. So it's not that it's a game changer, but it's using that. So really, and I think that one of the best parts about being innovative is that you take a very different perspective on everything that you look at. Mm. And so every time I travel, every time I go to a restaurant, every time I go to an airport or an airplane, or anytime I do something, I just look, I become more observant and try to figure out the way that people do things, see if I can apply that to my own business, or maybe conversely is take something that I do and maybe apply it to that new business. Is there an opportunity there?
I see. And as you're looking around with that sort of broader perspective, it allows you to find new and different ways of sort of looking at your own challenges in your own business.
Absolutely. I think that's, you know, that's really the excitement. And it also allows for somebody who, you know, probably has ADD to be able to stay focused, right? Cause I can, you know, I can sit here and I'm as we're talking on Zoom, I'm looking at all of the pages I have open on my computer and on Google. And I'm like, wow, geez, I'm, you know, if somebody saw this, they'd say, wow, what is this guy looking at? He's, you know, I've got helicopters on one page. I've got ultra running on another page. I've got this on, you know, and it's being able to be observant of other businesses and other business practices gives you the ability to really maximize and be innovative in your own business.
Mm, right, right. So I think part of reapplication in my mind, let me know what you think, but part of reapplication in my mind is finding that thread. And it seems to me like you've done a great job of finding the thread between kind of the thing you see out of the window and what connects it to what you're actually doing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, no. Yes, I see. We like to think about that as sort of looking around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we try to do. I know I try to do in my business. Yeah, commercial real estate in itself has typically been considered sort of a laggard in innovation, adoption, you know, things like that of technology and innovation. And that's sort of just been the way that our business has been run. And you know, the way that my grandfather ran his real estate business, it's very similar to the way that my dad runs his business and the way that we used to run our business. But to be able to peer around the corner and to be able to look around the corner, you have to be able to think about things differently. And you have to think about reinvention or reapplication. But driving things that take outside that industry and putting it into your own is where we've been very successful. And we've been very fortunate because we do have that understanding. We are a commercial real estate firm as well. Mm-hmm. So we own and operate multifamily and office properties. We develop and are a very active investor in all sorts of commercial real estate as a joint venture equity partner or as a limited equity partner. And so when we start to do this, that gives us sort of a base foundation. Mm. And so now everything that I look out from outside, from other businesses, for example, how we operate our software companies is very similar now to how we operate our real estate companies.
Interesting.
And it's using that innovation. It's using that understanding of, hey, I have customer journeys and who is my customer and how do I attract my customer and business intelligence and tracking KPIs as part of our business are things that we do now as a normal course within our real estate business. So that's taking things that we do in a software business and applying it to what we do in our real estate business.
I see. Sort of seeing around corners not only applies to as you look externally, but also as you look internally at the different types of businesses that you've got under your umbrella.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, I come from a different world. I come from the corporate and product development innovation world, consumer packaged goods and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the internal versus external view in that world is usually, you know, at Procter & Gamble, say you would, you know, you might look internally at Bounty to see if there's something you could reapply to Pampers or to Charmin or something like that. And then the external is all obviously about competition and things like that. But what I think is really interesting about your approach in your industry is the breadth of technologies, because you're not reapplying, say, you know, one product technology to another product technology. You're reapplying the concepts and the principles of customer and consumer understanding and knowledge. That's the level of reapplication you're looking at. It's not the technical nuts and bolts of the work. It's the conceptual side of things.
Right. I think yes, we do have, and our product team and our technology team would probably not like to hear this, but we're not creating that new widget, right? It's we're reapplying something that happens, right? I'm not nearly as creative or innovative for that, right? But fortunately for us, I see, for example, Lobby CRE, which we talked about as our sort of our flagship product. Mm-hmm. It's a data warehouse that gives you a business intelligence tool specific to commercial real estate. So, you know, this is something where this isn't the first BI tool in commercial real estate or the first BI tool ever. This is not the first data lake, but it's the first time that the two have been merged together and a commercial real estate firm, regardless of their size, can have the efficiency and the technology benefit that a large organization will have at a fraction of the cost. And so it's just reapplying these things. I think, you know, when you go back to your consumer products, and I think consumer products are incredibly challenging, as I'm sure you can attest. Yeah. But to think about it, it's like, yeah, you're looking at Bounty or Bounce or whatever it was, and how to make that innovator change is, for me, I look at this and say, boy, I'm not going to change the mixture to make it even more special. Mm. But is there a way to take that and say, wow, that actually does a really good job at keeping ants away when we're camping? I don't know. It's just, mm-hmm. but that's, you know, so it's just applying something different. Yeah, just using it differently.
Right. Yeah. I'm fond of saying that innovation is not invention, that you don't have to invent something to be innovative.
Oh, absolutely.
And your examples are a perfect example of that. Solving that new problem for a customer, often a problem that they didn't even know they had, mm-hmm. is to me at the core of innovation. And you have to have the right mindset to do that. And, you know, the broader perspective around what you're looking at, you know, you're not just looking at someone refueling a jet. You're looking at someone moving fluid from one place to another, you know, and
right.
Being able to see it in a broader context.
Or even the experience, right? It's, mm-hmm. oh, hey, here, you're going to refuel this airplane. Here, come over here and get into this nice room where we can actually upsell you on other goods and services that we may have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a lot of it is experience as well. And so, you know, I think that changing an experience is also innovative, right? If it's, you know, it's just like you go to a grocery store and, yeah, you used to have to go sit in the checkout, and then all of a sudden they started doing self-checkout. Well, that was pretty innovative, right? It was, mm-hmm. you know, so wasn't that they used new technology to do it. It was just, hey, yeah, come here. We're going to change the experience. So as I said, once again, it comes down to just opening up your eyes, looking at different industries, looking at everything. And that's what makes innovation so exciting and so easy to reach. If you just open up your mind, you can be an innovative company and you can do things. And I do a lot of this where I talk to young entrepreneurs or future entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and I talk to them and I tell them basically what you just said. You don't have to create the next thing to be innovative and to be successful. You just have to figure out the way to make yours different,
right,
and to be innovative and something different. So I think that's where it comes down. And that's why I tell them the one thing I told you is to be successful, you have to open up your eyes and be very observant for everything that you do. When you sit down at a restaurant, look at the way people are doing things. Can you apply that to a business? Could you change the way that they do it? And I think that makes it a lot easier to implement.
That's well said. And such an important message for people to hear at the beginning of their journey in entrepreneurship, because it's a big hurdle. Because a big mental hurdle for people to get into entrepreneurship, to get into these types of things, thinking and believing that they have to have some sort of Bill Gates or, you know, Steve Jobs type of innovation,
yep.
or invention, I should say, to get into the conversation and get into the work of solving problems for people.
And that's really well said as well. And I think that's why I think people, when we look at deals, our venture arm invests in startups and existing companies in the commercial real estate space, in the technology space, our innovation space.
Mm.
And I think the thing that drives me crazy, whenever we see these new products come in, people try to say, well, look at this. We're going to get a patent on this and a patent that. I'm like, well, that doesn't, you know, patent's not selling it. You know,
right. Exactly.
You know, go find me somebody who's going to buy it because you have a patent on it. That doesn't do it. So, you know, So I think that's, you're right. It's not, how do you change somebody's life? How do you change your user's life? How do you change your customer's life? How does your customer utilize and enjoy the product?
I think the other thing that you mentioned that really caught my ear, the idea of you're thinking about things from an investment point of view. So you're not just an entrepreneur. You're not just a, you know, CEO of a company. You're an investor in the space that you also have direct experience in, which I think gives you a different perspective on the process of building a company, on the importance of innovation and what it is.
Right. Well, as long as it applies to commercial real estate outside of commercial
exactly.
real estate, I'm pretty boring. I wouldn't take my investment advice on, you know, on something, you know, far outside that market. But yeah, I think staying focused within the commercial real estate space, and understanding commercial real estate at its core does give us a unique advantage and a unique perspective, because I'm not only a customer, but I'm also a user and I'm an investor in it. So on all parts, right? So it's, you know, I invest in commercial real estate, but I also invest in technology that supports commercial real estate. And so that, I think that gives us a unique perspective. I'm a user. Right. So everything that I build or everything that I invest in, I ultimately end up using.
Right. Exactly. And I think that, to me, you talk about it as focus, but when I see it, I mean, commercial real estate to me sounds like a huge, broad playground. We're not talking about specific geographies. We're not talking about, you know, specific types of real estate. I would imagine there are different, you know, types of structures. I would imagine there are different types of ownership models and all sorts of things that you have expertise in, you know, within that space. And as I talk to people who are innovators like you, it always strikes me how focused they see their world, no matter how broad it is.
Right. Right. Yeah, that could be. And that's probably because we're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like for you, you know, to me, a consumer product seems like the most, that to me is the craziest thing in the whole world, because, it's like, if I'm going down, I'm going to find something that's at a grocery store. Why am I picking one thing? Why do we pick this over this? And so I think being focused on it is good. And I think successful entrepreneurs do need to be, in the beginning, need to be very focused, right? They need to be hyper-focused on their business and their product. A lot of that comes down to, you know, when it's your first one, you really have to be ready to give 100%, 110% of yourself and your family, for that matter, to do it. And as you go through it and you do it enough times, the playbook becomes the same. The attention is still the same, but the playbook has become the same. You can sort of open up your process or open up your ability to manage more.
Yeah, your capacity almost expands.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
So with your talking about it being a mindset and the perspective, you know, broadening your perspective and the importance of focus and all those elements, I think I understand what innovation is to you. So tell me, what isn't innovation?
It's an even harder one. You know, I think innovation is, to me, probably innovation is not just using a new software.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I look at companies that we've been involved in, either we've been doing some consulting for, we've worked with or invested in, and they talk about they want to be innovative. And they're like, well, we are innovative because we're using Salesforce now.
Right.
But why are you using Salesforce? And they couldn't answer why they're using Salesforce or how they're using Salesforce. Rather, the fact that they just have Salesforce. Just because you use software and current software does not make you innovative. To me, and once again, as I said, to me, you'll probably get, you know, thousands, if not tens of thousands, people calling you back and saying, "Hey, Jared, this Rob Finley has no idea what innovation is." And, you know, if he's saying that it's a mindset and it's, you know, and what it's not is software. Probably if I searched it on, you know, if I Googled it, it'd probably say exactly the opposite. So, but I do. I think if you believe my first statement that innovation is a mindset and that software is not necessarily a mindset, the utilization of software and wanting to apply the software is innovation, but not necessarily just having new software makes you innovative.
Got it. I like that. And to me, it sounds like you're saying that the how isn't necessarily where innovation is. It's more of the why.
Right. I think it takes a couple of things to be innovative, right? And so I know that in the world of commercial real estate, like I mentioned, we operate our real estate business very similar to the way that we operate our software companies.
Right.
And so that comes down to things like how we plan, how we hire the right people and even different positions than normal commercial real estate people. So for example, if you look at an org chart of every commercial real estate firm, or most commercial real estate firms, I should say, they all have a very similar organizational structure. Whereas we have different positions that we've applied from our technology. So data and analytics, engagement. And so we take those positions and move them into our real estate world. You know, it is about knowing your customer. How are we setting up our customer? How do we think about our customers in the real estate space as not just tenants or residents, but also our investors, our lenders, our brokers, the people who find deals for us? All of those people are our customers. And so how do we engage with them like we would a normal customer and customer journey on our software?
Right.
How do we monitor all of these things? So we're very big believers in KPIs, key performance indicators, or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. We monitor and track everything on the technology side, on the technology business, and even in our capital markets business, we're tracking these data points so we can constantly know where we are and figure out where we need to go to meet our goals. But then we apply that to our real estate side. So everything from how many deals we have to look at for acquisitions to the way that customers think about us. So all of those things are things that we utilize. Mm-hmm. And that's where we think we take this innovation to a large scale level.
That makes a lot of sense. And Rob, how do you foster or facilitate that reapplication? Is it you setting the tone from the top? Does it happen naturally across the units in your business?
Yeah, I definitely do it from the top. Mm-hmm. I really do think it's important for leadership of an organization. I don't care what organization you have. You have to be able to let your people know that innovation is a priority and to look at things differently and to challenge things and look at the way that you do things and you've been doing things forever. And that's a hard thing, right? Mm-hmm. One of my favorite books is Who Moved the Cheese or Who Moved My Cheese,
yeah.
Right? It's about people who are doing something. And that's where you get. And when you get into an industry or a business that you've had for a long period of time, this becomes much more challenging. So the older the business, the much more challenging it is to try to change the innovative dynamic within the organization, mm-hmm. as opposed to a startup. You know, you're living off the founder. You sort of believe in it. You're drinking the innovation and the technology and the startup Kool-Aid. So everybody's sort of, yeah, let's do things differently. But as you start getting companies, we have a 100-plus-year-old brick company. Well, you know, they're making bricks. How do we make them innovative? How do we have them think differently? Mm. That's where it has to start at the top. You have to let people know that as a leader, you want them to be innovative. You demand innovation because honestly, if you want your company to be successful, you have to be innovative. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to be the way of Blockbuster and you can go to all the other ones, right? It's just,
right.
Companies that did not innovate, failed to see what's going on at the leadership are the ones that those businesses are going to fail.
Yeah, back to seeing around corners, like you mentioned earlier.
Exactly.
I couldn't agree with you more that leadership has to set that tone. I think it has to be reinforced with compensation, incentives, advancement, and things like that. A lot of times in bigger companies, the CEO will go on C-SPAN or CNBC or whatever and talk about innovation, but it doesn't actually get rewarded internally.
Right.
And I think that people are smart enough to see through things like that. So
right.
The fact that you kind of instill it as an operating principle, I think is brilliant.
Thanks.
So I want to ask you a bit about spear phishing.
Okay. Now we can go on to a whole nother.
Yeah, exactly. Sure it'd be a whole other episode. How is spearfishing different from harpooning?
So spearfishing is basically when you swim underwater.
Okay.
Without a tank.
Wow.
So you're basically free diving and you hold your breath and you swim down. And when you're close to a fish, you spear it. And now the spear that we use is attached to you. So think about it as like a, like a 5-foot stick with a big rubber band at the end. And the rubber band goes around your hand, and that's the propulsion, right? So as you hold the one side is the tip, and the other side is this rubber band. So you put your hand through the rubber band, and you stretch as much as you can to the tip, and you get close as you can to a fish. And if you have a shot and a good shot, then you spear it and then enjoy fish that night.
Oh my goodness. My jaw is on the table. I would never have guessed that's what spear fishing was. I just pictured, someone standing on the deck of a boat, throwing a, basically like harpooning.
Yeah, no. It's a
wow.
Yeah, it's you're basically getting into their territory.
Yeah, you're meeting them where they are.
meeting them where they are, and they see you coming, especially me. It's not like I'm the most graceful swimmer. So they see me coming a while away, you know, a mile away, and it's incredibly enjoyable. I do it just quite frankly for, you know, it's not like you're getting a lot of fish. It's more of being able to enjoy diving,
yeah,
being able to free dive and experience what your body and your mind, more importantly, it's what your mind is capable of, and swimming and diving deep and sort of being part of it, but also seeing the things in a very raw and natural way.
Yeah. Yeah. That is amazing. It's such a visceral experience to even listen to you talk about it. I can't imagine, you know, actually doing it.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. That's incredible.
As I said, people who spearfish and free dive are fanatics typically.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So yeah, if you got people who are listening on spearfishing, yeah, they can always contact me and we can talk forever on it.
Oh yeah, I'm curious. I'm not going to say, I never say never.
Mm-hmm.
Odds of me actually spearfishing are low, but I am fascinated by it.
There you go.
And you have my undying respect for, you know, jumping into their habitat with a stick, a sharp stick.
Sharp stick, right.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So Rob, any advice for innovators?
Well, I think, you know, it's probably the same advice that I give to anybody. I think there's, you know, especially people who are starting out,
mm-hmm,
is to really be observant, look around and look at every situation that you see and try to figure out, how can I apply what I've learned here? Everything from websites. Boy, that was a great experience to sign up for this race.
Mm.
I think I need my sign-up process for my business to be as smooth and easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me create a business now of taking a really cool sign-up that was fun, and let me apply it to something else. I'm always amazed by the innovation that is around us in all different areas.
Mm.
And so I think that would be my number one recommendation to anybody, is just be more observant. Just think, everything that you do, how would you do this in your business? How would you take maybe something you do or something you saw from another business to make this thing that you just went through easier or better? You know, so that to me is the number one suggestion that I give.
That's great advice. And I love that it's so tactile and tactical. Sorry, can't talk today. Yeah. I love that it's such a tactical
piece Monday.
Of advice. But yeah, it is. Such a tactical piece of advice in such a nebulous field like innovation is really particularly valuable. So thank you for that. And thank you for your time, Rob Finley, CEO and founder of 30 Capital. Joined us today and hope to talk to you again soon.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. Take care. We'd love to hear your thoughts about this week's show. You can drop us a line on Twitter at Outlast LLC, OutlastLLC, or follow us on LinkedIn where we're Outlast Consulting. Until next time, keep innovating, whatever that means.